To the markets, where we find Greg Smith at Fat Profits. G'day, Greg.
Good morning, mate.
Now, the Wall Street rally on the virus and also optimism about stimulus.
Yeah, that's right, on the vaccine. Amazing what you're talking about, the UK and London there. Of course, the US, the virus is out of control. But, yeah, certainly optimism over the vaccine, which is being wheeled out as we speak. The Dow was up 0.2% currently, NASDAQ up 1.2%. Cruise operators and airlines on the up, reopening stocks. Also, FedEx and UPS are leading the vaccine distribution product. Also, I suppose there's optimism over the deal-making that's also been going on despite what's happened this year. Alexion Pharmaceuticals, which you mentioned yesterday, that was up 32% on $39 billion buyout offer from AstraZeneca. But yeah, as you say, there's a bit of optimism over a deal. Lawmakers are reportedly getting set to unveil a $908 billion pandemic relief plan. One of the negotiators said there was no guarantee Congress will pass it. But in a bid to break the deadlock, they've split this bill into two, sort of $748 billion for the part they can sort of agree about, which splits out the state and local aid, and that goes into another bill, $160 billion, and that's the more contentious aspects. Trump hasn't really been involved in this round of talks, but he says he's pushing it very hard, but he seems to have other things on his mind. He says he wants to see checks for more money going to people and more than what you're actually talking about. But one of the negotiators actually said that mailing stimulus checks to Americans, regardless of the latest round of relief, was a bad idea. But anyway, we may actually get a bill even before Christmas, and that'll actually provide a bit of pep to markets, maybe add to that centre rally.
Sure would. Now, big tech, Greg, the regulators are sizing them up.
Yeah, they certainly are, Mike. There's a report here, and this has been a bit of a theme, I suppose, for some time, but you know, report that the EU is looking to slap fines as much as 10% of the annual revenue of the what they call gatekeeper firms if they don't comply with new laws unveiling. Target likes of Google, Amazon, Apple, banned from using data from business users to compete with them, or anything that's sort of, and if they're systemically infringing, they could be forced to divest businesses. Rules still in draft form. It's also looking at, what they're posting and the like, and a part of a wider regulation of or package of regulation or policies that are going to be unveiled on December 15th, so tomorrow we're looking at, or overnight. Regulators obviously bearing down. Interestingly enough, the shares of Facebook, Apple and Amazon were up. Google was the only exception. It was down, but a worldwide outage of Gmail overnight for about an hour. Other regulators have also got these tech firms in the sight. Facebook's already faced threats of a business breakup from US antitrust regulators. And China also has slapped fines overnight on Alibaba and Tencent in regard to their deal making, although the fines amount to about $100,000, so fairly paltry.
How's the Kiwi market looking?
Yes, the Kiwi market was low, as I suggested it would be yesterday. Obviously, optimism over the travel bubble, but of course it's going to be, end of the first quarter likely, isn't it? And I don't think this should surprise me. Lots of people I've spoken to recently have been more optimistic about one happening before Christmas. I don't think that was ever going to happen. I mean, Greg Foran said back in September that it's probably going to be March. It looks like he's probably going to be right. In New Zealand shares, they were lower, but to be fair, they're up 35% over the past 6 weeks. One company having a great day was Freightways. They'll be busy delivering Santa's parcels. Their shares are up 1.4%, $10. First time record high, nearly doubled since the March low. Contact Energy, that was up 4.5% as well. One of the biggest investment funds, Vanguard, they've taken a substantial holding in there. Exporters, Mike, they're a little bit weaker. The Kiwi dollar actually went briefly through 71 cents, and that hit the likes of Fisher and Paykel.
Some numbers, Greg.
Yeah, sure. So the Dow, as mentioned, it's up 0.2% at the moment, 31.15. S&P 500 is up 0.3%, NASDAQ up 1.2%. FTSE, obviously, those negotiations are continuing, as you mentioned, that's down 0.23%. Nikkei in Japan up 0.3%, Shanghai Composite up 0.7%, ASX 200 up 0.27%. Gold down $15, $18.28 an ounce. Oil market down 27 cents, 46 spot 30. Kiwi mostly lower, 70.79 against the US, 93.95, that's flat against the Aussie. Big move in the sterling, that's been a bit of optimism there, I guess, over the deal there. Down 0.9%, 53.14, 58.29 against the euro, 73.7 against the yen. NZ50, as I mentioned, was down 0.65%, and I reckon today we might be a little bit higher given what's happened in the US.
Fantastic. Greg, thanks so much. Have a super Tuesday. Greg Smith
from
FatProfits.co.nz.